From the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Here in Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, Paul is teaching on the true definition of a real Jew, which we can translate the teaching to a true definition of a real Christian. Paul is writing to individuals, Jews, here that believe that they were Jewish based on their outward observances of the law, or they were a Jew based on their circumcision, or they were a Jew merely by their ethnic culture, or they were a Jew based on their pedigree, being descendants of Abraham. And that's how it is today, with many believing that they are Christians based on their outward religion, going to church week after week, in their mind, may define them as a Christian, or merely being water baptized outwardly defines them as a Christian, or by their pedigree, being a member of a denomination, or that their father is a preacher, or their mother is a good person in the church. Or individuals that believe that they are Christians because they belong to a church board and make million-dollar decisions often. It's not the title that we have, nor the esteem from others, that defines us as Christians. Warning is given in the scriptures in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that teaches, look not as man looketh on the outward appearance, for God looketh at the heart. And this is how it is today with many Christians. These could not be further from the truth. As in verse 29, Paul is teaching that a true Jew, and for us, a true Christian, a transformation from the inside out, not from the outside in the spirit, seeking the praise and glory of God, not the praises of men. Scripture teaches this principle back in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 16, where Moses states, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Ezekiel chapter 36 teaches, I will give you a new heart. True believers, Jew and Gentile, are defined by being born again, changed, transformed from the inside out, trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, knowing and believing that Jesus Christ, second member of the divine Trinity, came down from on high, wrapped himself in flesh to die for the sins of the world, shedding his precious blood and rising from the dead, granting everlasting life to those that lovingly trust in him. A true Jew and true Christianity is not the outward appearance, but a transformation on the inside, where our heart is bent in the direction of loving the Lord, trusting the Lord, living for the Lord, living holy, and doing things day by day that please the Lord. Scripture teaches in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Leviticus 19:18 teaches, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And this teaching of knowing the definition of a real Christian is summed up in the words of Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, which states, "Ye shall know them by their fruits."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.